So good to see everybody here this morning. Be much in prayer for those that are sick. There's a lot of that going around in the school systems and just about everywhere. So we want to remember that in prayer. I know you pray each week and certainly want to add that to your list this week. But you're here and we're glad you're here today. So happy to have you today in the house of the Lord. Amen. Glad to have Stephanie here this morning. Glad to have all of you. Greg, you feel anything? you need to stay. You hear that? You hear that? Stay. Don't go home.
Stay. Come home and get the rest of his family.
Yeah, go. You hear Grandma saying that? Go home and get the rest of them. Yeah, we miss him. But thanks for coming and sharing your presence with us. We love you. Think about you a lot. Amen. We're all family, and that's what makes it special. Sundays, I thank God. I was sitting there thanking the Lord for the privilege of being able to come to church on Sunday, and I thank him for that. Amen. I want to share with you a word that I feel like the Lord would have me to share with you today. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10, maybe 11. A word of encouragement, because I know a lot of people's going through a lot of stuff today, and I believe this to be a word of encouragement for you. It's another one of those one-word sermons. It's the word then, T-H-E-N. When I was reading the scripture, one I've read many, many times, that's what I love about the Word of God. You never go to the bottom. It's always, God's always got more to give you. But Paul's writing here to the Corinthian church, and he's trying to encourage them. And chapter 12, I want you to see, I said, well, let's begin in verse 9, but let's go ahead and begin in verse 7. Because Paul was actually addressing a lot of situations he was going through. And sometimes if you look in the natural, where you're at and what you're going through, you wonder, where are you, God? I don't see you. But see, that's just the reaction of the flesh, because our flesh can never understand the things of God. He tells us in the Word that there's no way. But we're human. You know, we dealt last couple of weeks about grace and about that God gives us grace for a lot of reasons, because we war in ourselves. And so Paul, he did indeed go through a lot of things. I mean, there were people who tried to kill him. He was actually stoned to death one time, or almost stoned to death, and drug outside of a city and left for dead. So he went through a lot. His reputation was just written all over the wall. I mean, he went through war after war after war. And there was a lot of people who doubted even who he was. And so he addresses that a little bit right here, because there are many things in life that you cannot control. If you could, you wouldn't be going through things you've gone through or going through things you're going through. But one thing that God wanted us to hear today, if we don't get anything else, is that God changes things. God is a big, big God. When we were little in a vacation Bible school, he said, you know, we got the whole world in his hands. You remember that little song we used to sing? He's got the whole world in his hands. And he does. God's got the whole world. And when you just stop a moment, I imagine sometimes when David, when he was a shepherd boy, when he would sit on the mountainside tending to the sheep, and he would sing and he would worship, and he just began to think about how big God is. Sometimes we're overwhelmed by what we're going through, and our lives become so dark we can't see how big God is. And that's what the enemy wants, but God promises that he wouldn't leave us. So I want you to know all that as we begin to read this, because Paul had some thorns in his flesh. And we're not going to talk about all that today. We're going to talk about the word then, but I want to begin in verse 7. And before he gets to verse 7, he's talking about the glory, that everything he's going through, he counts it as glory to God. Now, he's not saying that out of a ridiculous state, because the man went through a lot of things. He knew what pain was. So he's not saying, I just glory in all this pain. But what he was saying is, I've learned in life that God changes things. And if I'm in a situation right now that is uncontrollable to me, and my pain is overwhelming to me, I still know that there's a God who's able to change things. And God changes things 99.9 times out of 100, not the way we thought he would do it. But he changes things. And evidently God has me to speak this word today, because there's some of you possibly going through things in life and you say it just won't ever change. It's always been this way. It's always going to be this way. I'm just going to have to deal with it. But I want you to see, so Paul is addressing that in verse 7. Said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations. Now, what's he talking about there? He's just talking about that God had, he had had a relationship with God where he knew the voice of God. And he walked in revelation. God spoke to him. How many of you know, I'm so glad we serve a God that speaks to us. Amen. Everybody sitting here today has heard God speak to you. Maybe not audibly, but in your heart, you know God is speaking. He tells us that because he knows he's a live God. He's real. All right? So he said, I'm not glorying in all this revelation. That's not what it's all about. He says, look at this right here. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Now that lets me know right there that he encountered a lot of pain. He knew what pain was. Many people have debated what this thorn is. Some said it was a physical eyesight or whatever. Because toward the end of his life, he sends for people to help him with his eyesight, because it is noted that he did have trouble with his eyes. Luke was with him in most of his ministry because Luke was a physician. We read the Bible in Luke, but Luke was there and recorded all these accounts. Not just to record the accounts, but he was there with Paul because Paul needed a physician. So he knew what pain was. So he said, I got his thorn in my flesh to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice. King James has a funny way of saying things, but basically what he was saying here is, I prayed three times about this, that it might go away. We wonder sometimes, we look at our life sometimes and we say, I just don't, God, I'm sorry. No disrespect, but I just don't see any good out of what I went through. God, I just don't see any good out of all this. And you know what? Let's be honest. In life, we may not ever really know the good of it. The only good thing about some pain you go through is that God can change things. You say, well, all right, hold that point right there, but because he hadn't changed this for me, I'm still hurt. But I've learned something about God, that he don't always answer my prayer the way I want him to. But he does answer my prayer in the fact that he don't leave me nor forsake me, and he makes me to go through things when I don't think I can go through it. How many of you right now will testify that you've been through things in your life that when you look back on it right now, you know that he was the one who brought you through it? Amen. Right? Because there ain't no way in the world that you could have done it by yourself. So Paul said, I prayed about this thing three times. And look at verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. That grace, that unmerited favor of God, God will give you. And look what he said. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. And the word perfect there means mature. In other words, I'm learning to endure. That's the first part of this message today. Three things I want to share with you. Number one, while we're waiting on our then, and we're going to get to the word then in just a minute, we have to learn to endure. All right, so he said right there, my strength is made perfect in weakness. My, Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now look at verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. Now you got to understand what he's talking about. He's not happy that he's going through pain. But he's saying that the God that I love and the God that loves me is going to show me and teach me what I need to learn through this. And you know what? God even understands our attitude. You ever had an attitude toward God? I mean, sometimes you just get tired or hurting. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. You ever had that prayer? And God, I just don't understand. I don't know what you're trying to do to me. I don't know what you want from me. Can you imagine us going to God like that? But he loves us anyhow. He sits there and listens patiently because he is okay with him that you react that way, because he understands that you're flesh and that you've got infirmities and that you got issues and you got problems in your life. And God don't throw us away because we got problems. Boy, if you don't ever, when you come to my funeral, I want you to remember that I taught you that God don't throw you away because you got problems. He loves us through our problems. Amen. So he said, I take pleasure. In other words, I'm learning from my infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. Here it comes. Here's the word I want you to get. For when I'm weak, then. That word then. And that thing leaped out at me when I was studying this. He said, then. Let me read it again. It says, for when I am weak, then am I strong. That little word then is a very powerful word, because God has a then for every one of us. God has a point in what you're dealing with right now that he brings change. I've done a little word study on that word then, and it's an adverb, and it means this: after that or next. It means after that or next. So when I am weak, then God's going to turn things around and make me strong. God has a then for you. My word for you this morning is God has a then for you. And then he began to talk to me, and I began to talk to him, and we just began to worship together. And then the Lord just began to reveal to me, my whole word from Genesis to Revelation is full of thens. Because God is a God that changes things. See, we in our weakness feel like it's never going to change, but God has a then for every one of us. No matter how much pain it is right now, no matter what you're having to deal with right now, emotionally, how many of you know that emotional pain can sometimes be more hurting than physical pain? Amen? I mean, physical pain kind of comes and goes. You hit your finger with the hammer, and you say, praise the Lord. And you know, but after a while, I'm in church. You know. After a while, that pain's gone, but emotional healing, emotional pain makes us weak. See, God is talking about stuff that makes us weak. But I never dreamed I would be in this situation. I never dreamed I'd ever gone through this. I never dreamed I would have had to deal with this. I had too much worked out for me. I got too much going for me to have to deal with the past that I've got. And boy, the devil just plays it on that. Yeah, if you hadn't have done this, if you hadn't have done that, if you hadn't have done this. You know what? The devil loves to beat us with regret. Well, I wish I could have done that over. Yeah, if you'd have done that over. Let me tell you something. He's a liar, and I want to publicly display today, the enemy is a liar to you. He is not good for you. He's never done nothing good for you. All he does is bring you down. God is a God who's willing to go into where you are and bring you to where he is. That's an awesome God. Devil is like this. I've never in my life seen nothing like it. He'll tempt you to do something. Go ahead and do it. Ain't nobody looking. Ain't nobody going to know. Go ahead and do it. And then when you do it, he accuses you of, oh, I can't believe you did that. You know how he is? Because he loves weakness, because he's weak. But God showed me the whole Bible is filled with that thought of them. Then. Whatever you're going through right now, I want you to understand there's a then coming to your life. Because God don't leave you in your weakness. And the Word says, when I am weak, then. And then I read to you, my strength is made perfect in my weakness. So help me understand. I'm weak, but in the midst of my weak, I'm going to get strong. Because God's going to help me do that. And then I started going through the Bible. Let's go all the way to Genesis. It talked about, you remember Moses. All of God's people were in bondage by Pharaoh. That's just a simple story. But God said, tell him, let my people go. And God delivered an impossible situation from a demoniac man called Pharaoh. God gave Moses a then. He was in bondage. The children of God were in bondage. But then God showed up. Amen. I thought about Abraham. You remember Abraham? And how what God did for their life and had a son, Isaac. And then God told him to sacrifice Isaac. You remember that story? And how he was willing to obey God. And he carried his son. Don't you know that was pain? And laid him on that altar. But God said, stop. There's a lamb in the thicket over there. What happened? God had a then for Abraham. I think about Joshua. How Moses now is dead. Joshua, you got to carry these people in the battle. God showed Joshua time and time again. Then it seemed impossible. It seemed that we were surrounded. It seemed like we were going to lose this battle. But God showed up and gave Joshua a then. I think about Elijah and Elisha and all the stories in the Bible. How these guys were in impossible situation. But God gave them a then. And then I rolled over into the New Testament. I see stories like the woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. She had had pain for 12 long years. But God gave her a then in her weakness. Then she became strong when she touched the hem of his garment. I think about Lazarus who was dead. And the Bible says he stinks. Because he had already got to the point his body began to decay. And I want to tell you, some of you right now, you say, well, I've gone through some things in my life and it just stinks. It just smells so bad when I look back at that part of my life. But I want you to tell you, that's not you anymore. God has brought you from that and God has given you then and now there's new life. You remember that story when they stood at the tomb and said, Lazarus, come forth. Somebody said, if they hadn't said Lazarus, everything that was dead would have come alive. Because that's how powerful God is. Isn't that awesome? You're not Lazarus no more. You're not in a tomb decaying anymore. I know that happened in your life. And I am so sorry it happened in your life. But that's not you anymore. You got a then in your life. In my weakness. Then I'm made strong. I think about Peter, who fished all night long. He was so discouraged. He had given everything to serve God, and now they took Jesus and hung him on a cross and just made him feel like he was nothing. Have you ever believed in something that hard? Or a person that you believed in and you trusted in, you gave them everything you got, and they just let you down? That's a hurt. Talking about regret? That'll beat you every day. Well, I thought you were smarter than that. I thought you had more intelligence than that to let that happen to you. Isn't it amazing how we got Monday morning quarterbacks? Amen. But Peter fished all night. And God brought him a then. Cast your net on the other side. And he became the spokesman of the New Testament church. He was a sorrowful. He was mourning. He was going through trouble. He was going through weakness. And then Jesus. I love this. He was in that tomb. Jesus, he who knew no sin became sin. He became weak. He knew what it was to become weak. Oh, you've heard this many times, but let me reiterate it. Those people didn't hang him to that cross. Me and you hung him to that cross because he could have come down at any time. But he wanted to experience weakness so that when you're weak, then you're going to be strong. I don't know what you're going through right now, but there's a part, number one, to endure because you are weak and there are things that you're dealing with in life that you just can't overcome. And I want to encourage you right now, it's all right to admit that you're weak because every one of us are weak in some sort of area in our life. We haven't all made the right decisions. We haven't always done everything right. We haven't always made the right job choices or the right people choices or all that. Our relationships haven't always been number one. We haven't always got, you know, the greatest person in the world. We hadn't always made that right decision. And we're weak. But God encourages you today to hold on. Because your then is coming. Because your then is coming. When you're weak, then. What I love about this word, it doesn't say after a while. It said while you're weak, then. In the moment of your weakness, you just learn to endure. Endure for what? Endure to see that joy is going to come in the morning. I know that you've been enduring for the night. And it seems like it's going to rain forever in your life. But not always. There's going to come a sunshine in your life. Do you hear me this morning? There's going to come a sunshine in your life and God is teaching you that your weakness is going to become strong. In your weakness, it's going to be your strength is going to be made perfect in your weakness. Then the second thing I want you to get is empower. God empowers you to be strong. Look, I've made these things in my life, these decisions in my life, they're there. Preacher, you sit up there and you tell us all this storybook stuff, but I want to tell you, I live a real world and I really hurt. I'm going through some things that really hurt me and I'm still hurting. So how do you deal with that? I deal with that to say that God is going to empower you to endure the pain until you get to the point it don't hurt that bad anymore. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had a scar on your arm or hand or whatever? Maybe you cut yourself. Boy, at the time, it hurt so bad. Listen to me now. But then it heals. And a scar comes up there. And you look at that scar now, and it don't have the pain it did when you first got cut. You know what I'm talking about? You always see that scar, and you can remember the day that it happened to you. But it don't hurt like it did. God, in your weak times, will make you strong to endure what you need to endure. He will not leave you laying in the middle of the street in your own pain. He will empower you to rise above where you're at. In my weakness. I want you to get this right here. God changes things. And we pray and we pray and we pray and it don't seem like nothing changes. And then here's another thing. Get this right here. Sometimes the devil beats us in our prayer life because he says, I don't know what you're praying about. You the one made that decision. You brought it on yourself. Why are you going to pray about it? Don't you just want to slap the taste out of the devil's mouth? Come on, y'all. Come on. Wayne County people, come on now. Oh, no, no, I want to pray for him. No, you don't. You want to slap the taste out of his mouth. Amen? Because the devil will tell you that stuff. Yeah, how many of you know we've all made bad choices? But God doesn't hold us to that. He loves us. His grace is sufficient. You remember we talked about grace and mercy the last couple of weeks? Grace, he looks over beyond that. He empowers you. Get this. You got to get this right here. He empowers you to be strong. You remember when God was talking to Joshua? He says, to have courage. Be very courageous, he says. Not just have courage, but be very courageous. So I want you to get this morning. God's speaking to somebody's heart here today. He don't leave me in a message like this if it wasn't true. God wants you to know he empowers you to be strong. You're not that decision anymore. You're not the past anymore. You are the now. You are the then. God's got a then for you. You see, you're past the weakness. In my weakness, then am I made strong. He's going to empower you to come out of that weakness and to be strong. You are somebody. God don't deal in junk. He makes valuable things, and you're a part of that. The last thing I want to leave with you, while you're waiting on your then, you got to learn to endure. You got to learn to be empowered. And I just want to say this. It don't matter. You know, people want to refer to you at your last episode, at your last problem, at your last bad decision. Let me tell you something. Every time some preachers preach about David, all they talk about is Bathsheba, and all they talk about is all that. That wasn't his whole life. Now, God shows us things in the Word. When Moses got drunk and got naked in front of everybody, his children were embarrassed and had to cover him up. It's all in this book. You want to know why? Because every one of our lives are filled with good and bad. Amen? And God don't give up on you because you go through some bad times. He loves you more. A mom and daddy that's really a mom and daddy love you more when you're in trouble. Because they can't sleep, can't do nothing else. They love you even more. And you can't listen to all that mouth that's going on around the world because they don't know you. You don't know me. You don't know what I've been through. You can't judge me. Only one can judge me is God. Amen? Amen? And that's what you need to believe. You be strong. You be strong. Because God's made you strong. Then the last thing, courage. While you're waiting on your then, be encouraged. Your then is going to come. And I want to tell you something. I have prayed some things in my life that I gave up on. Have y'all ever done that? I have prayed about some things in my life I gave up on. Because I didn't think God was going to do it. You know what? Just because I give up on me don't mean God gives up on me. I quit praying for him. And then things happen, you think, why? God? And he just lets things like that happen to you and said, look, I got you. I got you back. And when you don't even believe in yourself, I believe in you. And I'm making a way. I'm making a then for your life. Because you're weak now, but your then's coming. And you're going to be strong. And you're going to be strong, and you're going to be wiser, and you're going to be more of a person because of what you went through. That thing that you thought was making you less of a person, no. It's making you more of a person. Because it's the scars in our life that hold us together and help us understand that we really are heroes. Most people that's been through what you've been through would have given up and quit a long time ago, but you haven't. Something inside of you, maybe it's a mama's prayer, daddy's prayer, grandma's prayer, whatever, but you didn't give up. You're a hero. And God wants you to see you're a hero. Well, I don't feel much like a hero. Most heroes don't even know they're heroes. But they're heroes. And I want to tell you something today. God loves you and is committed to you. He's committed to you. And he won't ever leave you. He won't let you down like all that other crowd will. God changes things. And if you've given up on a prayer, like I did. If you give up on even praying about that, well, I'm just going to go to something else because he ain't going to answer that. If your child calls out to you in the middle of the night and says, Mama, that's all I got to say, right? They don't call Daddy because he's asleep. But Mama, Daddy's too. Guess what that Mama and Daddy's going to do? They're going to hit the floor. They're going to go in there. It don't matter what time it is. You ever thought about little babies? How they just wait. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I really need to go to the bathroom, and I'm kind of hungry, but I don't want to bother Mama and Daddy. I'm going to let them sleep. Y'all seen babies do that? Ah! And then about 8 o'clock in the morning, they're sleeping. They laid all out. Fell all out on the floor asleep. God is there. He's there. You are somebody. I'm closing with this. Then. God has a then for you. I know that it gets hard sometimes. And sometimes your weakness seems like it's going to overcome you. But I'm going to leave you with this. God said your strength. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. Then's coming to your life. You might be in the weak part right now, but in my weakness, then am I made strong. I'm going to ask you to stand and turn to page 110. And we're going to sing a verse. And what we're doing here is I want you to understand, you have opportunity to come to this altar. If you're here today and you say, I have been struggling, I've been going through some things in my life, and I just need some prayer. I want you to understand, first of all, we'll never embarrass you. We'll never do that. But we just want you to know this altar is open for you to pray. There's just something special about this altar just coming up here. But if you don't feel like you can do that, you can pray right where you are. But we're going to sing this song. And the reason we're singing these songs is because I want you to think about your then. I want you to think about that God has got you a then. And if you've been discouraged and you feel like giving up and you just need somebody to help pray with you, this altar is open as we sing this verse, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Beautiful song. This altar is open for you. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize and shout while passing through the air. Farewell, farewell. Would you take the hand of the woman beside of you this we pray this morning? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, and we come in agreement today as we touch each other's hand, as we come in one accord today, Lord, that if there be anyone here today that feels weak or feels like that they have been overwhelmed with things in their life, God, let them know today that the then, that you have a then for their life. Lord, that you have a then, that you have a after that you have a next episode in their life. Everything is not going to be like it has been. There are better days coming. Lord, let them believe that today. Let them learn to endure and be empowered with the thought, God, that you're a great God and you're going to make things change. God, we still believe that you change things. In the midst, God, of impossibility, you change things. And we thank you, God, for that. God, we thank you that every hand that's being touched today, may their hearts also be touched today. And let them know that you're there. You're just within a whisper of a prayer. Be with them. Encourage them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here today.